It's Tuesday, October 22, 2024.
Porque sin corriente no tenemos nada.
Without electricity, we have nothing, says this woman. We don't have food. We don't have a way to work.
Cuba hit with double whammy. First, a national power outage, then Hurricane Oscar.
At this time, I am sitting on the roof of my cop car, my police truck. I am completely surrounded by water.
Historic rains strike New Mexico, France, and Bangladesh. Plus, global coral bleaching event is now the largest and longest ever recorded.
All of that fantastic news and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
I love cows. But if we go with Kamala, you won't have any cows anymore. But I love cows. I think they're so cute and so beautiful. But according to Kamala, who's a radical left lunatic, you will not have any cows anymore.
Do we really want that for another 4 years? This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, all the power went out in Cuba, but it went out before the hurricane came in. What's going on in Cuba?
Well, Hurricane Oscar is what's going on. Oscar surprised weather forecasters when it unexpectedly, rapidly intensified into a hurricane in less than a day, fueled by record hot ocean waters, making first landfall as a Category 1 in the Bahamas on Sunday, then a second landfall the same day in northeastern Cuba, which was already suffering under an island-wide power outage.
Rapid intensification. Where have I heard that before?
A lot this year. Cuba's national electric grid collapsed on Friday before the storm when its largest fossil-fueled power plant tripped offline. Cuban officials blame the blackout on a confluence of events, from increased U.S. economic sanctions blocking fuel and parts shipments to the island's crumbling electric grid and more. Slow-moving Oscar dumped 20 inches of rain in some areas, causing widespread flooding and exacerbating ongoing shortages of food, medicine, and fuel, raising concerns of a looming humanitarian crisis. The governor of New Mexico declared a state of emergency after flash floods from historic rainfall cut off the city of Roswell over the weekend. Close to a year's worth of rain fell in a matter of hours, flooding homes and sweeping away cars. State police say at least 2 people were killed, more than 300 rescued. The region has already grappled with the devastating impacts of wildfires and flash flooding earlier this year.
A lot of rain in this week's report.
And more coming. A similar situation in central France after torrential storms late last week dumped more than 2 feet of rain in 2 days.
Wow.
The worst flooding in decades inundated homes and caused power outages and significant infrastructure damage. It's the 5th major flooding event in France in 5 months. Mm. Northern Italy was also struck by deadly floods after days of heavy rain.
Wow.
In Bangladesh, entire villages have been cut off by flooding from unusually heavy monsoon rains that destroyed 1 million metric tons of rice, according to the country's agriculture ministry, requiring increased grain imports as food prices soar.
Good Lord.
Studies show man-made climate change is increasing the frequency and intensity of extreme rainfall events, which are particularly damaging in vulnerable developing nations like Bangladesh.
And Cuba.
Meanwhile, in the oceans, NOAA announced that an ongoing global coral bleaching event is now the longest and largest on record, affecting more than 75% of the planet's coral reefs due to record-shattering ocean temperatures driven by humanity's burning of fossil fuels. Coral reefs are the nurseries of vital global fisheries around the world, and bleaching events result in sick or dead reefs.
Nothing but good news today.
In politics.
Speaking of bad news.
Internal documents obtained by the Washington Post reveal a key oil industry lobbying group's extensive plans for a monumental rollback of President Biden's landmark climate rules. The American Exploration and Production Council seeks to repeal rules requiring drillers to curb flaring of methane, a potent climate warming gas that scientists say is responsible for nearly a third of human-caused global global warming, and much more. The documents also confirm that the industry's voluntary pledges to cut methane have fallen short.
Imagine that.
The document calls for political spending to support Republican U.S. Senate candidates in swing states to flip control of the U.S. Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, in more positive news, the Department of Energy released another $10 billion in funding under Biden's infrastructure law to upgrade the nation's electric grid and improve resilience against the growing threats of extreme weather and climate change.
And extreme Republicans. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and sites still known as Twitter at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. And I-